Hi, you're watching Consider This. I'm Melissa Idris. With me is Sharad Kutan. What is being done to ensure that there will be minimal impact of any lockdown to stakeholders within the ecosystem of the vaccination process? I mean, this includes the essential medical device manufacturing industry and others in the supply chain. Let's speak now to Andy Lee. He's the chairman of the Association of Malaysian Medical Industries. He's also Johnson & Johnson's Government Affairs Director for Malaysia and Singapore. Andy, good evening. Thank you for joining us on the show. Now, there seems to be many moving parts to the medical device supply chain. I mean, everything from disposables to surgical instruments to therapeutics to diagnostic equipment. I'm wondering just how well insulated this industry is to the risk of manufacturing disruption. I mean, what are the consequences, you would say, of disruption to operations within this industry?
Hi, Melissa. Thank you for having me on this show. So I've been introduced as the chairman of AMMI. We are the Medical Device Association for Malaysia. Just to give you a bit of understanding of how big the medical device industry in Malaysia is really we are a high growth healthcare subsector, and we are really expected to re-energize the Malaysian economy landscape. Right, with production of high complexity, high technology, and high value added products. Right, but Malaysia today, we comprise about 200 over manufacturers. Right, producing broad range, like what I mentioned, you know, from the disposable, the surgical gloves, opticals, and of course it goes into very very complex surgical instruments, implants, clinical devices, and of course healthcare. Equipment's diagnostics, right, which has electronic modules in it, right. So when you look at the spectrum of how MCO or how the COVID pandemic has actually impacted the whole sector, if you put in perspective, like Malaysia is the biggest exporter for catheters, right. Not many people know that. It's about 80% supply to the world market. Of catheters, right? We know about rubber gloves, but the bigger chunk of that medical device consumables, we are big, right? But we have also got very high range, high tech medical devices manufacturers here in Malaysia. Now, when the pandemic hit and the lockdown hit us in March last year, obviously we were learning from ground zero. What can we do? The government is closing borders. Every country around the world is closing borders, right? We see today containers are a problem, right? Shipping is a problem, but slowly we have gone through that process over a year, right? But every time when there is a lockdown, we always communicate with the government, and METI has been very, very helpful for us in this sector. They've been very transparent. They've been listening to us. What are the pain points that we are facing? Not just at
so
the
Andy,
manufacturing
if I,
side.
Sorry, if I can
right.
So if I can interrupt, just to say, so considering how strategic it is, both to the management of the pandemic locally and globally, perhaps regionally, and to the local economy, do you expect that in any plan for a lockdown, full, half, whatever the measure might be, that there'll be a carve-out for the medical industries, that they will not have a problem in terms of continuing production?
Right. So in that point, we are always seen as what we call a critical essential sector, right? Today, we've got hundreds of hospitals in Malaysia. They need to operate. They need to continue to serve Malaysians. And, you know, your medical devices in there someone has to deliver, and someone has to go through the whole supply chain. Now, when we look through the issues of manufacturing site itself, right, it's self-contained. You have got sites with 300, 600, 1,000 employees, and they are in a very high, what I call, sanitized area, right? I'm speaking about the real surgical equipment, surgical catheters, you know, manufacturing of those equipments, right? And the lockdown And when we spoke to the ministry and the government, they do understand, right? There are some restrictions. And of course, at the start of the pandemic, all the SOPs has already put in place.
Could I just get you to elaborate on that? Because as we know, factories and manufacturing hubs, they contribute one of the highest number of cases and clusters. How can we avoid that, particularly if you're talking about essential services like medical device manufacturing? How do we think about that, making sure that they don't contribute to more COVID cases?
Yeah, so it's a tricky question to answer, because it's the manufacturing sites are not self-contained, right? The workers go home, there is a social life of the employees. But what we have always made sure, right, at the industry level, is adherence to strict SOPs. When you enter the site, strict checks on temperature, social distancing, barriers are put in place when you have meals. Even having said that, there will be one or two incidents, right, when patients, or rather employees, are contracted with COVID-19 in the household or in the community areas, right? And that's where we try to stop.
Yeah, Andy, I just want to ask you, because Khairi Jamaluddin Musti, Minister, suggested that with some of the facilities for bottling vaccines, they might actually be rolling out the vaccinations for the workers.
Yes.
In those.
Yes.
And I know that AMMI has already called for prioritization of stakeholders within the ecosystem for vaccination. What response have you got from that call?
We have been involved in some discussions with the Ministry of International Trade. They are putting together a pilot program for industry vaccination. There is some sort of priority in very strategic manufacturing sectors, right? As you can see, pharma and AI is one, right? We are happy to see that rolling out. We are also very cognizant about the supply of vaccine coming into the country, right? Repeatedly, YB Khairi Jamaluddin has mentioned many times that the supply is coming in, right? In weeks, in the coming weeks, we have also seen millions of supply is planned. And today, in the news, AstraZeneca's vaccine has arrived.
Any update on the government stand on the single dose Johnson & Johnson vaccine?
Well, YB Khairi has answered that question. And it's something which we cannot deliver to fit into the national vaccination program. So in that sense, in fact, today the supply of vaccine in Malaysia is ample, right? It's all about delivery schedules, right? Every country around the world is facing the same problem, right? So I'm very pleased to also see the number of doses are coming. Even like yesterday, the vaccination has ramped up to about 81,000 being administered, and is due to go up higher, right? So with this opportunity, we see a few prong approach, right? One is, we have already encouraged our member companies, employees, right? Take opportunity when AstraZeneca is rolled out. First come, first serve. They are going to Penang. It's one of the big hubs for medical devices. Johor is also one. Klang Valley has already started, right? So as more vaccine, after the allocation of 60 and above, it's open to all. That 1.1 million doses are sufficient.
So encouraging the workforce to get vaccinated as soon as possible. Andy, thank you so much for joining us on the show tonight. Appreciate your insights and your time. Thank you. We're going to take a quick break here on Consider This, but more in just a couple of minutes. So stay tuned. Don't go anywhere.